What? I'm ready.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Welcome to the lovely little studio.
I just got here.
It was damn hot out there, wasn't it? Screw
yes.
that.
Yes.
That's why I hate summer. Tear it down.
I got to be honest. I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I prefer heat to cold.
Yeah. I prefer perfection.
Sure, of course.
I want it now.
That's the other 9 months of the year. It's
yeah,
not
that's
now.
True. That's true.
Certainly not now. We're going to introduce you to a new animal that you might need to be afraid of.
Oh, bitchin'. Does it come out of your turlet?
It's the acid-spitting lobster from hell.
Oh, I hope that one doesn't come out of my turlet.
I hope so, too.
Wow.
Although they are land-based.
They're lobsters?
Yes.
And they're land-based?
That's, yes.
And you said they spit acid?
They spit acid.
And this is from the movie Aliens?
No, this is a real life.
A real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's swell. Mm-hmm. I love this planet.
One of the people that were arrested for storming the Capitol was a DEA agent.
Oh!
And once again, they tracked him down through posts and different things like that.
Come arrest me!
Matt Gaetz, do you know who
yeah.
he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very much punked. And it made me laugh
oh, really?
So much.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Yep. Your favorite first line from a song. On
wow.
today's show.
Yeah, that should get some responses.
And a man fell off his bike and was attacked by an alligator.
Sure.
You know, like that happens.
Yeah, it can't possibly be Florida.
Turns out it was Florida.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be damned.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
It's a couple in a row from Deep Purple on a 2 for Tuesday. Long before Gavin and his Bush came up with the title Machine Head way back in 1972. Deep Purple there. This is one you don't run into every single day.
That's correct.
And a twofer of Deep Purple at his Pictures of Home on KLOS.
Here's the headline. Land lobsters. First of all, what?
What? They don't go in the ocean. They don't
no.
go in the water. They're
they live on the land.
Land lobsters.
Yes,
sound delicious.
Already, I'm out. Land lobsters from hell.
Oh,
are emerging in the Big Bend, in Big Bend National Park in Texas after summer rains.
What the hell are they?
They. All right, let me look.
Lobsters from hell.
They are called vinegaroons.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's close enough, I suppose. Yeah.
Close enough for government work.
Yeah, exactly.
About 3 inches long.
Okay.
Relatively benign unless you happen to annoy them.
Oh, like if you accidentally step on them.
I like the music.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. They can pinch with their heavy mouth parts.
Oh, come on. Why do we need these?
And we don't.
Right?
And I don't know how they know this, shoot a well-aimed spray of 85% acetic acid.
Whoa!
So it's kind of like vinegar. It's not like hydrochloric acid or
oh,
anything
okay.
like that.
It's not going to eat through your skin.
I don't know exactly.
But it'll get in your eyes or your nose or
I do question
other body
how
parts.
They know it's a well-aimed spray. How do yeah. they know what the
and is this
lobster
something?
From hell is trying to hit?
Trying to hit your face, buddy.
All right, here's a target. Go.
You're from Texas. You're down here in Texas. You stepped on me. I'm hitting your face, buddy.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
They're also known as whip scorpions.
Why have we never heard of these before?
I don't know.
I bet the government has made them, and they've put in microchips
they
in
put
the,
those in,
yeah, the lobster.
In the vaccination.
Yeah, and they're, yes.
Didn't
yes,
think of that.
They came out of the people
Wait,
vaccinated.
Can I shoot acid then?
Yes.
Out my
do
butt?
It. Shoot it. Try it. Pull your pants back up. I was kidding.
Come on. I'm not that accurate, I'm sure, at the beginning, but I can practice. That's not a problem.
Remember when the nudes from Offspring just the other day texted you a
yes.
video of spiders coming out of a turlet?
Yeah, that was awful.
That was really mean.
That was just awful.
It was beautiful and well done noodles.
Noodles
from the Offspring.
Is fun. DEA agent arrested after filming himself with firearm while storming the Capitol. One of the guys that was storming the Capitol was a DEA special agent.
Wow, so he's the one that's coming out the door. Hey, you got some marijuana in there. You're going to jail
yes,
for 20 years.
That's the guy.
Oh, neat.
How crazy is that?
Wow, and he really decided to take part in illegal activities in public.
A special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration has been arrested after allegedly carrying his firearm and waving a flag reading Liberty or Death. As he joined mobs storming the U.S. Capitol.
I hope he was higher than a kite. That would be awesome.
I don't think that they can retroactively...
No, right? There's no way
yeah,
to tell.
There's no
yeah.
way to...
But
they
know.
Could tell from, you know, social media posts.
Yeah, and they
which
might start digging
it turns
in.
Out are public.
Oh, what?
Did
People
you know that?
People can see this stuff that we post?
Charging documents include photos posted to WhatsApp from a group chat with at least five other police officers in it.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
And it shows this guy, Mr. Ibrahim, posing with his badge and gun, climbing monuments on the Capitol grounds.
Because that's an American thing to do, climb a monument.
Yes,
that'll teach it. That'll change things.
He was also charged with making false statements because in a March interview with U.S. Department of Justice, they asked him about having his credentials, his firearm and his badge with him. And he said, I had my creds. I had my firearm and my badge on me. But never exposed, not that I know of. He took a picture of it with the gun and the badge. And the
I thought you weren't
Capitol.
Supposed to lie when you're under oath and that sort of
That's
thing.
That's why there's another charge now.
Huh.
Charged with making false statements.
Oh, so you really, you're not supposed to. All
it
right.
turns out if they ask you questions, you're supposed to tell them the truth.
Ha. Huh. Now,
crazy.
That's a shock. I'm floored.
He said he went to the riot with a friend. Does he think that's going to fly? Listen, I was just there with a friend. I didn't know. He said, hey, let's just hang out this afternoon. He gave me the address.
And then my friend was like, you know, I already got you this beautiful line of blow we did just a few minutes ago. Now climb on that monument there, you know, then wave your flag. That should be good.
So I guess the moral of the story is, social media is public.
Yes.
And lying to the Department of Justice
especially
is
when
not
you're,
advised.
Especially when you're in law enforcement. You're part of LE and you're going to lie about
it. Right, the DEA.
Wow, man.
Lied when they asked him about it and then they found the pictures.
The man's going down,
the man's going down. Special agent from the DEA. What's happening?
Be better. It's 2021. Be better.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California Rock Station.
Knock, knock.
That's close. Oh, man.
Do it.
Why are you going to do... who's
knock,
there?
Knock. I want more Motley Crue music right now, please.
That's who. But that's not a joke.
No, that's who. Yeah, I know. They're usually not jokes, knock, knock jokes.
We're going to try and do knock, knock jokes, but not now. Don't call
not
now.
Not now.
About an hour from now.
Yeah, because we want to get you into Operation Comedy. Jessa Mae Peluso has joined the lineup BTW. Joe DeRosa is not going to be able to make it, but Jessa Mae is very humorous.
Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a lot better than knock, knock jokes.
Yes.
We're going to do about an hour
we're doing
from
that,
now.
But okay.
To torture ourselves.
Presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
Preach it, sister.
You know Matt Gaetz?
Ish.
He is from Florida. He's, I don't know, senator, congressman. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, one of them good.
I probably should know. He's a congressman.
Okay.
He's been charged. I don't think he's been charged. I'm trying to be accurate because I don't want people to say...
This is not accurate.
Right.
He's a wonderful man. He saved my family.
He was texting back and forth with another guy who has pled guilty to six different charges. The other guy, not Matt.
What sort of charges?
Taking underage girls across lines, lines, to have sex with them.
That sounds nice.
It's not great.
No.
And you know Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's a.
She just was recently censored on Twitter for putting up information that was not true.
Huh.
About the pandemic.
You know, I've never had that problem myself.
So both of them are standing on the beach.
Uh huh.
You remember Jimmy Kimmel's Jake Bird?
No.
Remember him? He went to the President Trump rallies.
Oh,
and he would,
okay.
But he would butt in on interviews.
Right.
And then say awful things. You know, the other person's like, no, he's not with me now. That's what happened to Matt Gaetz.
Okay.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene. They were on the beach, and a guy walked up, and he had a American flag shirt, shorts, everything.
So it's inspired by Jimmy Kimmel, most likely.
I would guess, because he did the exact same thing.
Right, right, right.
They were talking to Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he walked in between them and put his arm around both of their shoulders.
Right.
And first, first he talks to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and it's funny because he's telling the charges against her, but he's like continuously saying it.
Right.
So listen to this part.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I mean, everyone thinks you're crazy. I don't think you're crazy. People think you're a pedophile. I don't think you're a pedophile
hold
at
up,
all.
Hold up. So he says to Marjorie Taylor Greene, right. People say you're crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
Then he turns to Matt Gaetz and says, people say you're a pedophile. I don't think you're a pedophile.
I don't think he's a pedophile at all. The charges against him are totally false. They're totally false. Oh my God.
I don't think that's the chant you want.
That he got that chant going?
Yes, but the funny thing was when he said, they say you're a pedophile. I don't think you're a pedophile.
Right.
You could see on his face that at first he thought, this person
on
supports
my side.
Me.
Right, exactly.
And then when he realized that he wasn't supporting him, right. You could see his face change, and that's when the security came in and took the guy out.
Right.
Because he wasn't supposed
to be
there.
That's really weird. That's an interesting way to insinuate yourself and say what you want to say.
Play it one more time. It's,
oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I mean, everyone thinks you're crazy. I don't think you're crazy. People think you're a pedophile. I don't think you're a pedophile at all. I don't think he's a pedophile at all. The charges against him are totally false. They're totally false. Oh my God.
Okay, we don't need the chat. So congrats to whoever that was for good work.
That is the way if you want to get in on something and put your out there. Wow.
Just force what?
Yeah. And then hang upside down. I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Well.
But well done.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Preach it, sister. Damn straight.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Alligator attacks man who fell off his bicycle into a Florida stream.
You don't have to say Florida.
Yeah, it's
stream.
True. It's a given.
Yep, 100% given.
There's a place called Halpatioki Regional Park.
Nope.
And it's an Indian word meaning alligator water.
Clearly a place to avoid.
Right.
Yeah.
The man later identified as Robert Bassett of Palm City was riding a bike when he lost control and fell down the embankment into that water.
So he was out in Alligator Water Park.
Yes.
Riding a bicycle.
How much do you have to lose control of a bike before you go flying? Has that ever happened?
What are you doing riding a bike out there anyway?
I don't know. But it seems like...
You're going to get eaten.
It seems like everybody else that rides a bike by there was fine because
fine.
They didn't...
We're fine, too.
They were paying attention.
We're
and
good.
They didn't lose control of the bike. Nope. I can't imagine what happened.
Look at the pretty alligators.
There was a 9-foot female alligator that was right there.
Oh.
Because I guess it was protecting its family.
Hello, you'll be my lunch today.
A guy named Charles Shannon was walking the trail with his dog when he stumbled
with
upon...
With his dog?
Yeah.
He's walking.
Right.
In alligator water
no,
park.
No, it's not, but it's... They're in the water.
So?
There's places to go
they
where
get
it's
out
dry.
Of the water. Sure.
Yeah, they do. That's
yeah,
true.
They come out. They're like, oh, look at the dog. Delicious.
This guy with the dog helped. He saw the man fighting for his life.
So he threw the alligator's dog.
Or eat him instead.
He's a bad Fido. Bad
no, he
dog.
Didn't do that. Okay. He helped the guy get out of the water. He mm-hmm. said he was pretty far down, so I was able to get down there and help this young man take hold of me. I was able to drag him out of the water.
You know, it's fortunate that there are humans who care about other humans in the world, because otherwise...
Right?
Yeah.
And imagine this. He had sustained injuries to his right rear thigh and his right torso.
Oh, my God.
That the alligator had bitten.
Ahem.
There was another lady there, a nurse from Germany.
Okay.
And she was extremely helpful, probably saved his life.
Wow.
They drove him a mile to a helicopter and they flew him to help. And he's okay.
Like,
what a freak
yeah.
accident.
So there's a this is like sounds like a joke. Like so there's
it sort of
German
does.
Doctor and
there's a German nurse and
yeah.
she's walking along by alligator water.
And what should happen but
it scares me that that's a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of
alligator
well, you're not
going to
go out there. So you don't have
well,
to worry
about
it.
Well, that's true. I'm not, and I can ride a bike.
Yeah.
I don't lose control of a bike. That's
exactly.
bizarre. I mean,
yeah.
he had to roll down the hill to get into the water to get attacked by the alligator. So we're going to take your calls of freak accidents.
All right. Okay.
1 second, everything's going along fine. Next second, bad surprise.
It'd be good if there's an alligator or something weird involved in it, too. I mean, you know,
lightning.
Just, yeah, lightning. Or anyone else from K-Rock.
No, just any kind of accident where you didn't see it coming. You weren't close to
right.
having trouble with anything.
Right.
1 second good, next second bad surprise.
Right.
That's what we're looking
something
for.
Something out of the blue.
818-955 KLOS with your freak accidents. 818-955 KLOS.
One of us.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about a man in Florida who fell off his bike and was attacked by an alligator. That's a bad surprise. You know, freak accident.
Yeah, you walk anywhere in Florida, you're going to get attacked by an alligator, I think.
So let's take some phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. You had a freak accident?
All right. So I'm 13 years old. I am jumping on a trampoline.
Right.
I go to do a front flip. I come down. My foot slips. I break my tooth off in my kneecap.
You hit your mouth on your knee.
Wow.
And broke out a tooth.
Damn.
And then it gets worse.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, neat.
Oh, so I ended up with a flu infection under my kneecap. I was in the hospital for 2 freaking weeks. I was on crutches for 6 months as they rehab my leg.
I'm sorry, wow. I don't mean to laugh. This is awful, but it was when you were 13.
No. You got to laugh about it. It's such, literally, it's such a freak thing. Luckily, my surgeon was a Navy guy, and he was awesome, but he looked at my mom and said, he'll never get drafted.
And you were like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, woo!
Exactly.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your freak accident.
Give me a shot!
Well, that seems appropriate. Somebody give me a doctor for what we're talking about right now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. A man was riding his bicycle in Florida and somehow fell down a hill into an alligator water. An alligator attacked him and he barely got out alive. And we're talking about your freak accident. You have one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling about the earlier thing about the vinegaroons. I wanted to know if you guys wanted me to bring down a couple of vinegaroons for you guys to handle.
No.
Can you eat them? Is that possible?
No, you don't eat them.
You have them as pets?
Yeah.
I have them as pets, yeah, and we sell them.
Wow.
Do they spray you with acid?
They can. But usually they don't spray it. They usually... Yeah, they can.
No, I don't have them as pets if they can.
Well, they're good guard pets,
but
I suppose.
They don't do it all the time, right. Only in the defense. But they're super cool, man. You would love
them. What's their names that you have?
The name of my business is Millipedes and More.
But do you have a name for those vinegaroons?
Well, no. I don't have names for the pets. They're just,
well, you got it, man.
Come on, man. Step
Rambo.
Step up your game.
Yeah, and Squidface or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Squidface.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, your freak accident that hopefully didn't involve one of them land lobsters.
Hello?
Hi there. Freak accidents. Did you have one?
Yeah. Blue Sky Lightning over Venice. I got 2014, July 27th. We're all playing volleyball out on the beach, and it was sunny, and all of a sudden, a bolt of lightning blasted over our heads and hit the water. Everyone that was standing up had a electricity around their head, a halo of it.
Wow.
And we all dropped down to the ground, and everyone came out of the bars because they thought a bomb blew off. But yeah, it's called Blue Sky Lightning. It can strike 28 miles in any direction.
Really? I've never heard that's possible.
Bananas. Yeah. We were supposed to have some of that, I think, just recently, though.
This past weekend, but it didn't happen.
Nothing happened, yeah. That's crazy.
Blue Sky Lightning.
That's banana. Thanks for calling, man. Have you seen lightning bolts strike the ground, like video of that happening?
I've been near the top of a mountain when it was hit.
Really?
Yeah, I went up there because I wanted to not get hit by lightning, but it hit a tree about, I don't know, 50 feet from me.
And the tree blew up, I suppose. Wow.
Blew up, the ground shook like crazy, and I ran down. As fast
You're
as
like,
I
can. I'm out of here! Attacked by an alligator. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your freak accident.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What was that?
That's at the end of the song.
Oh, okay.
And it took me a little while to realize it. I didn't have it even on mine at home, but whatever. There it is.
Excellent. We're talking about freak accidents. Mm-hmm. We started with a guy who fell off his bike and was attacked by an alligator because he fell in the water. And we heard a guy that was hit by lightning out of the blue sky.
Yeah. Just hanging out at the beach and all of a sudden, kabam!
You have a freak accident, sir?
I broke my toe shopping for Christmas presents on a wet baby diaper in a parking lot.
Oh, man.
Who would just leave a wet diaper there?
I don't know, but I stepped on it when I didn't see it carrying rolls of Christmas wrapping paper and caught myself, but I toe.
You broke your toe. You cut out there. Wow, that is not the Christmas spirit, whoever left that laying there. You've ever left one in a parking lot, it was this guy that you you screwed up on Christmas.
You hurt this guy.
Yeah.
I should have just stayed home in bed.
Yeah. Well, you never know when that stuff's going to happen.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Your freak accident story.
Yeah, actually, it was my brother. I think it's pretty freaky because I was there and it's still kind of traumatizing.
All right, what happened?
We were both riding motorcycles out in Phelan. And we were dirt biking, and my brother was a bigger guy. He's probably listening here, so he's going to laugh about this one. Somehow or another, he lost control of his dirt bike and ended up impaling his right chest on the brake pedal and the shifter.
Oh
my
man.
God, his chest.
And you're out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, we were in the middle of nowhere, and the first thing my brother asked me was, do nipples grow back?
And do they?
They do not.
No,
they do
not.
But that's an important question, though.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when the doctors at the ER call the nurses and say, you guys got to come see this.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is not what you want to hear. When you're
hey, everybody, come here, everybody.
Get a snapshot of this. Whoa, this will go in the books.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for calling KLOS. Tell us about your freak accident.
Well, my freak accident happened a few years ago. I was outside at my uncle's place way out on the top of the mountain, this 90-acre property, and I'm watching a lightning storm, no kidding. And I go back inside the cabin, there's an earthquake. I get in bed, and I get bitten by a scorpion. And I just couldn't believe it. I
Holy
killed
cow.
A scorpion, and my uncle comes up the next day and says, you're lucky it wasn't a land lobster, bro.
You're so funny.
Those are the worst, but they're delicious. Have you ever eaten one? Thanks for calling. KLOS, let's hear about your...
freak accident.
Freak accident.
Did you forget?
I did. No. What are we talking about?
Let's see, about the end of high school, I think it was 11th grade, I was riding my bike by my brother's truck, and I was talking to him. He had a 63 Chevy pickup. I had go-karts back then. Go-karts needed gas, so... Anyways, he had my gas can in the back of his truck. I grabbed the gas can, got hooked on the inside bed of the truck. I fell in the street. He ran me over with his back tire.
Oh, my God.
From my right hip to my left shoulder.
Oh.
And I just lay there in the street, and I even had a mark on my skin of a Remington Wide Brute tire.
Wow.
And all it did was break my collarbone.
Oh, my
God. It didn't break a rib or anything, your hip or anything else?
Not a rib or nothing.
Wow.
Just the collarbone.
What was going through your brain when that tire was going over you? I mean, what were you thinking in that moment?
It happened so quick, I had no idea. The thing that freaked me out is they were trying to get my vitals off of my left arm, and they couldn't get any vitals. And I'm sitting there talking to them going, try the right arm. Hey.
You got to trust me. I'm alive.
I'm not quite dead yet.
We can steal bail. There's still time. There's still time.
You love a good knock-knock joke. Who doesn't?
Me.
Oh, everybody, yeah. I hate him.
So you're saying that for people to get into Operation Comedy.
Right.
With Jeff Ross and Bill Burr and Bob Saget.
Right.
They have to call in with knock-knock jokes.
Yep.
When this goes south, I'm hanging it right around your neck.
Fair enough.
Because this is your idea.
Yeah, you know what? It's possible nobody's going to win these tickets right now. I mean, these are amazing tickets to a sold-out event at the Wiltern. But if you don't really make us laugh with a knock-knock joke, which I don't know is possible. I don't even know if it's possible.
Well, why are we doing this?
This is funny.
818-955-KLOS, your knock-knock jokes.
Good luck.
There's still time.
Moo-ha-ha-ha. Moo-goo-gai-pan. There's nothing worse than a knock-knock joke.
There's still time.
There is one thing worse.
We don't have to go to the phones.
Than a knock-knock joke.
What?
It's a bunch of knock-knock jokes. That's much worse. Let's do it. Let's torture ourselves and everyone else involved.
KLOS, what's your knock-knock joke?
Oh, knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
Knock, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the tub. I'm drowning.
Thanks for calling.
Strike one. KLOS, knock knock jokes.
Knock knock.
Who's there? They hung up.
No one is there.
It's a ghost.
Knock knock joke, please.
All right, knock knock joke. Hold on, I'm Googling it.
All right, we'll come back to you.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, knock knock joke, please.
Knock knock.
Who there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Mama.
Yeah.
You can't laugh at that.
He hung up. You can't even chastise him.
Son of a bitch.
They hung up before you could chastise him.
Wow.
KLOS, knock knock joke, please.
Hey, knock knock.
Who there?
OJ.
OJ who?
Damn it, Nicole, quit screwing around.
Well, I think maybe you'll put that on hold.
That you hold on.
Yeah, you don't go away.
That's probably a winner.
818-955-KLOS.
No, we're not asking for more.
Yes, more knock-knock jokes. Yeah, I don't know that one won. So we're moving forward with this, aren't we? Knock-knock jokes continue. We
still have time.
I need to do something.
To not.
Hold on a second.
You guys are too funny.
Just taking a hit, man.
Yeah, all right. Knock-knock joke, go.
Good, I just took a hit, too. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
My damn foot's stuck in the door.
See what you're asking for, Sluggo?
No, it is. Thank you.
You guys are great.
Love you. Thanks, man. KLOS knock-knock joke. What the? Wow! That was loud. Are you trying to torture us for doing knock-knock jokes? I don't believe you, man. Yeah, as well you should. All right, go.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Cal.
I do like that one, actually.
No, you don't.
But I don't think it wins. All right, KLOS knock-knock joke.
Kevin Sluggo, yeah, knock-knock.
Who's there?
French fries.
French fries who?
Keith!
We have a winner.
We have a winner.
He actually worked in something from our show before.
You want to go to the Wiltern and do the Operation Comedy?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, nice. You're going.
You won.
You can even stop at McDonald's and get some french fries on the way.
Hey, just for you guys, but I'm going to charge it to Keith.
Excellent.
Nice.
Thank you, man. More knock-knock jokes? Or you?
No!
You've had your fill?
No, please. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're a bad person.
I am a very bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve the knock-knock.
Let's talk about great song first lines.
Oh, nice.
The lyrics in the first line of a song. You know that they try their best to kind of hook you.
Right.
With whatever the lyrics are.
Right.
And I'm not a huge lyric guy.
Right. No, I'm not either, except for occasionally somewhere in the middle of the song, usually. I don't have too many first favorites, but a good gut punch in the middle of the song is awesome.
I mean, here's a good one from Led Zeppelin. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. Sure. That's a good first line.
Kicks off the song perfectly. Yep, yep.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS with your favorite song first line.
You know, I've always appreciated Sergeant Pepper. It was 20 years ago today because as a kid, I thought, man, that was a long time ago, 20 years ago. And now, you know what I mean? And you just think,
it's 120 years ago.
Yeah. It's like, big deal. Last week, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Okay.
That's a good first line, even if you don't like the song.
Yeah, Marcy, some Journey for you. Yay. By the way, we're thinking when you call 818-955-KLOS, we want you to tell us just the name of the song right away. And then
give us the song and then the first line.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to turn this into us trying to guess.
Guessing game, yeah. Who cares?
Because no one cares whether we know it. So call in, give us the song, and then the first line that you love.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS.
Like.
Yeah, what else you got?
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Hey Jude.
That's a good first line.
Can you imagine your name? I always think if your name was a song like that, like an iconic song like that, and your name is Jude, what does it do? There's no songs about Doug, of course. Doug.
There's no Sluggo songs.
No.
Unfortunately, only bad ones are Kevin.
Ooh, there's a new show called Kevin Can F Himself, by the way. It's a great show.
Yeah, that is great.
That's sort of...
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my face.
Sure. Hair.
Hair, sorry.
Yeah.
Warm smell of Calitas?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Rising up through the air, Eagles. Yeah. So, favorite first line. You call, you tell us the song and the first line.
Yeah, and we'll decide whether or not it's good.
818-955-KLOS. Call down.
And here, a couple from Aerosmith. Two for Tuesday. 95.5 KLOS. Every single line in that song is classic and awesome.
Here come old Flat Top.
Yep.
He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. What the F?
That's the best, man. That is what I'm talking about. Right? I like nonsense. Love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
But most of these are great first lines. Yeah. So when you call at 818-955-KLOS, tell us the name of the song and then the first line that you love.
And we'd love for you to sing it.
Perhaps sing it.
That would be nice.
KLOS, hello.
Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night.
You know what? You need to call I've been wanting to play that on Friday. You need to call on Friday and request that, please. Some Billy Thorpe.
Okay, I will.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS, what's your favorite song with the best opening line?
All right, the song is Comfortably Numb.
Okay.
Hello, is anybody out there? Just not if you can hear me. I think that's a very great opening
in there.
Line.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Immediately hooked. Great stuff.
Thanks for the call. KLOS, hello. Your favorite song first line?
yesterday.
When all your troubles seem so far away?
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Now it looks like they're here to stay.
You know, anytime anybody says yesterday, I always throw out that whole,
yes, you
whole
do.
Line. Yeah,
it's kind of annoying. Yeah.
Wait, I'm annoying to you,
from
sir?
Now on, let's have everyone sing their first line.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, thanks for calling, man. Let's hear you sing your favorite line from first line from a song.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess.
Sundown, better Gordon take Lightfoot. Care.
Yo, now Bean's going to call in with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Nope. He's blocked.
Sundown, great opening line.
Great. Yes, you're very is. True. You're right. Very true. 818-955-KLOS, your favorite opening line from a song, and let's hear you sing it.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about your favorite first line of a song. What is yours?
Closer to the Heart by Rush.
Hey, we just played that. Go for it.
Sing it.
And the men who hold our places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality. Closer to the heart.
You gotta love Rush lyrics. I mean, I love Rush lyrics. Just always
my
so
favorite band.
Yeah, right on. Nice. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man.
KLOS, your favorite opening line from a song. What song? And sing it.
My in your mouth.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. You're gonna have to pay extra for that.
I'm sorry. What?
That's gonna be $35.
That's a great first line.
I love that movie. That's a weird movie. KLOS, your favorite opening line from a song.
I seem to recognize your face.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Program. So why do you think that one really hits you? What is it about that?
Because I had a friend who just got married, and he got married. He got divorced, got married, and he met his old high school sweetheart. And I'm 50-something. But so you know how long ago that was.
Right. It was a minute ago. Yeah.
And he was married for a long time, and he met her a long time ago. And I actually played that at his reception.
Oh, was she behind the counter in a small town when he ran into her again? Oh, okay.
Hey, I have
thanks
one.
For calling.
I have one to cut him off.
Oh, what is it?
Ground control to
Major Tom.
That's a good first line.
That's a good one. You know, Peter Schilling said he had never heard of that song at one point.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't know that song. What?
Hello? We were just talking amongst ourselves. He heard us.
And hung up.
And hung up.
He's
because
like, nope.
He didn't think we could hear him.
I don't need that.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Your favorite first line from a song. What's the song first?
Time for Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Kicking away the moments that make up a dull day.
Yeah, that is really good. That's some really good stuff. But Floyd, too, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
We play all the good stuff. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS. Favorite opening line from a song, and sing it.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to sing it, but I'll say, I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
Ah, nice. Hell yeah.
Yep.
I love that song.
That's a good one, too.
I'm going to throw that one on. You want me to throw that on?
Thanks. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
We're going to reward her for not singing it.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
We're always anti ourselves. Who are you?
My name's Jaina.
Jaina, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Damn, I love that song.
That is strong.
So good. Honey and Rollin' Sevens on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo. We're talking about your favorite first line of a song.
Yeah.
Tell us the song and then tell us your favorite first line. Go.
Carly Simon, fiddle on the grill as you drop that batter in the bat hot butter. Round and round, piping hot, like is not as what we got is hot cake. Humma, 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 flipping up puffy and sweet. Now wait. Oh.
I think that's more than an opening line, but that's, yeah.
It's kind of the whole song.
Yeah, right. That's good.
Thank you for sharing.
That's the entire song.
I appreciate it.
That was the album version. Here. Thanks.
KLOS, hello. Your favorite first line in the song.
Carnival number 9. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Pretty strong.
Nice. Thank you.
Pretty strong. Thank you. KLOS, hello. Your favorite first line from a song.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the
That's
wheel.
That's Lisa May's theme here at KLOS.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys play it every morning.
Yeah, man, I so miss hearing her do that when she was like.
You guys turn me onto the Doors for sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Sing your favorite opening line to a song.
Cannot play with madness.
All right, maybe don't sing.
Yeah, there's another one you need to call for Friday and request, please.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Your favorite first line from a song?
Millions of people living in this world. Why can't we learn how to love and forget how to hate?
I can smoke that.
Nicely
That's
done.
That's nice. Who are you?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, thank you for calling. You know, I got to say, though, one of my all-time favorite lines from an opening song would be this one.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
That song was brought to you by the letter U and the number 2 in the Children's Television Network.
That's beautiful.
It always reminds me. What was that show? The Electric Company? It always sounds like at the end of that song for some reason. Whatever, man! Let's get out of here! What are we doing here?
That's it for us.
Yeah!
We will see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Let me go home and pet the kitty. It was on this day in bitchinosity that the Apollo 11 spacecraft landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong took that giant leap for mankind. It was on this day in rock in 1940 when Billboard magazine combined their sales charts for the very first time and made sure to include all the major labels. The very first number one, Tommy Dorsey's I'll Never Smile Again, which featured vocals by Frank Sinatra. It was on this day in rock in 1986 when Santana celebrated their 20th anniversary with a massive group reunion. All 17 current and former members played a concert in San Francisco. Of course, that makes today their 55th anniversary.